These are the train tracks that lead right into Auschwitz, the concentration camp here in Poland. When the German Nazis invaded Poland and they took over this Polish military base and turned it into a camp for prisoners of war. So there were many Poles that were actually enslaved here in the 1940-41, along with Soviet prisoners of war. And then about 1942, they actually turned this into the concentration camp for the Jews. There were roughly 70,000 Poles who were murdered here. They say roughly 1.1 million Jews. You know, it's interesting standing right here. On these tracks. You know, it was a weird time a couple of years ago, March 2020, during COVID, before the vaccine was even coming out, before it was talked about. I said on a few podcasts that it felt like people were being lined up on the tracks, getting onto the boxcar, and would be being led to the showers with the vaccine, with the jab, with the booster. And now we see more than half of the world's population took it. Who knows what's going to happen? I hope that it was what they said it was, or it was some kind of placebo, but who knows? And so now I'm actually standing here on these tracks, and it's a very humbling experience. You know, it's sad that one of the things that I constantly think about is people like Yuval Noah Harari, the king philosopher of the World Economic Forum, you know, George Soros, one of the big money men involved in the last 30 years of helping move forward this Marxist technocracy. People like Ray Kurzweil, who is the chief Google engineer. These guys are building this technocracy all around artificial intelligence, genetic modification. It's a very anti-human solution to the future that they've come up with. And yet these guys have relatives who survived concentration camps like this, if not this one alone. My father's father, my paternal great-grandfather, is Austrian. They were secular Jews. His parents came here shortly before the war. One of my relatives was in Austria as Germany was beginning to round up and recruit people for the army, and they fled Austria and came to the United States so they wouldn't have to enlist. But to know there are Jews out there that are supporting this new technocracy, supporting the eugenics program, going along with this fake overpopulation propaganda, after their relatives survived this concentration camp, basically what we did worldwide over the last 2 years, pushing people into camps because they were not vaccinated, or they were not boosted, or they did not have their digital ID, or they did not get a test. They mandated that people had all these things, some for work, some to travel, some to fly on an airplane, and then drop them right after. Oh, sorry, we cannot mandate those things. And they did all this after they got people vaccinated. So I'm standing here on these tracks. I I fortunately and several of my friends and family members refused to get jabbed. We refused to get on the cattle car and come down these tracks and enter these prison walls. And you know, inside here, there's a gate that says work will set you free. The Nazis, they forced the Jews, the Poles, the Russians, and others who were in here to work, and to work themselves to death or to be gassed in the gas chambers in the showers here. And remember what they did to us over the last 2 years, that you could not return to work unless you were jabbed. I hope for your sake you did not get it, and I hope for those who did that in the end it turns out that it was nothing. It was innocent. It surely didn't prevent you from getting COVID. We know that. Many people I know that are jabbed and boosted have, in fact, gotten COVID. We may not be locked behind the barbed wire gates of Auschwitz I, this prison camp. But what people don't understand is that the way that this technocracy is moving is that the entire world is now this concentration camp. The whole world is a prison. It's a prison planet, and they no longer need barbed wire to keep you in, because the earth itself is the prison. They no longer need these buildings in this concentration camp, because in the prison planet, your home is your prison cell. Your home is where you will stay with a VR headset or an AR headset, virtual reality or augmented reality, strapped to your head inside a 400 square foot pod. That is your prison cell. You will live in a prison. Your physical body will live in a prison inside that cell, and your mind will be trapped in a prison inside of the metaverse. That is what they have in store for us. And that is why I'm standing here today. Not to really focus on what happened in the past, because what's done is done. But to focus on what is coming in the future if we do not band together and wake up, or you do not figure out how to run from it, how to live 1 foot in it and 1 foot out of it. This concentration camp, this death camp, is a reminder to all of you, not that this could happen again, but that we are living in it right now. The people inside this camp today are looking at the artifacts and the buildings and the sleeping quarters and the showers that the prisoners, in their mind, the prisoners that were tortured and murdered, where they stayed in their final days. But what they don't realize, if there was a mirror hanging on the wall, they could look in that mirror and see themselves, because they are the prisoners. We are the prisoners. Folks, I'm Dustin Gold. This is the Dustin Gold Standard, and we will be right back after this short commercial break. Thank you for watching Pain.tv. I'll see you on the other side.
Yeah.
So meanwhile, border town officials making massive drug busts almost daily as cartels take advantage of the chaos. In Arizona, agencies, 1 million pills of deadly fentanyl in just 1 week. Chief Roy Bermudez is chief police in Nogales, Arizona, along the border south of Tucson. He's with me now. Chief, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, on the map, you can clearly see a big road that leads into your town and crosses that border. Why would so much be coming through Nogales, Arizona, sir?
Well, it's a gateway to the U.S., obviously, because of our border community. And there's no actual border that's not permeable. I mean, everything is possible, and these cartels are trying to do their best, being innovative, to pass these fentanyl pills through the port of entry or whatever it takes. Fentanyl is so small that it can be easily concealed. However, our Customs and Border Protection field operations officers are doing a great job detecting by interviewing and using technology to prevent or mitigate these pills from entering the United States.
Chief, yeah, and keep at it, too. With the 1 million pills, how are you able to locate them?
Well, it's by, you know, we have technology, and especially the ports of entry have advanced technology to detect these pills in hidden compartments and such. However, the human factor still kicks in as far as to interviews and you know, stories that don't match what these people are saying as they cross the border, et cetera. But again, our partners here with Border Protection Field Operations are doing an awesome job in detecting these.
Chief, if I could, let me just be a little more specific. I don't want to give anything away. I don't want to reveal any of your tactics. But how do they primarily disguise these pills when crossing the border? Is it the hub of a wheel? Is it on their body? I mean, what are the various ways, sir?
I mean, whatever you can think of, that's how they're doing them. I mean, there is no anything set in stone as far as to how they're going to do it. Again, they're being very innovative as far as to pills. They're small, and they can be concealed easily. So, I mean, they're trying to, through body carriers, through wheels, through hidden compartments and such. Again, you know, the technology that Customs and Border Protection have at the border is far outreaching, more than the innovation that these cartels have. Uh-huh. But we're still trying to mitigate this as we go forward.
Yeah. Chief, can you see with your technology through a car door?
Technology as far as to the ports of entry, that's something that that you I'd rather not talk about that.
Okay.
There's technology, and there's different ways that these pills can be detected.
Yeah, Chief, here are the numbers. I'm fentanyl throughout America, February 2019 to 2020, 39,000 deaths. Next year, 61,000. Year after that, 72,758. We're going in the wrong direction, Chief. I'll give you the last word.
And I agree. I mean, this is turning into a pandemic. It got to the point that our overdoses are increasing here, even locally. Our officers are carrying Narcan, and we've saved quite a bit of lives using our Narcan. I've been in this business for 38 years. I never thought that I was ever going to see this day that our officers were going to be saving lives of people that were overdosing because of a pandemic that's far outreaching.
I hear you loud and clear. Roy Bermudez, good luck, okay? The chief in Nogales, Arizona, right along the Mexican border. Thank you, sir. And our best to your men and women on the job every day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And also you said that the president believes in the rule of law. Does he believe in the rule of law when it comes to the former president or even his son?
I'm not going to comment anymore on both of the topics that you just mentioned. The Department of Justice is independent with their criminal investigation. The president has been very clear on that, and I would refer you to Department of Justice on those two topics that you just brought up.
Does he believe in the rule of law when it comes to the former president or even his son?
I want to know where this was when I needed it. I could have used this back in the day. And Revy, R-E-V-V-I, power up your credit with Revy. That's R-E-V-V-I. Revy is the perfect card for the not-so-perfect credit. Revy is a genuine Visa credit card with rewards that is accepted by merchants across the USA and online. RevyCard, that's R-E-V-V-I. Revy reports to all three major credit bureaus. Build your credit score with one-time payments and keeping your balance below the credit limit. Pay your bill, view transactions, and check available credit in our new mobile app. Revy, that's R-E-V-V-I again. Credit, rewards, purchase power. It all comes with a Revy card. Perfect credit, not required. Visit discover.revy.com to see how the Revy card can benefit you. Discover.revy. There's two V's in that. R-E-V-V-I.com. Discover.revy.com for our quick and easy application process. Discover.revy.com. That's discover.revy.com. See terms and conditions for details and check out discover.revy.com. I could have used that back in the day. We could all use a good hand up, etc. And of course, it's tough to buy stuff if you don't have a credit card, sometimes renting a car, etc. So these things come in more than handy. It's a new sponsor, and we're happy to be offering it to you folks. A Revy card. 70% off. That gets my attention. A quick anecdote here. I was on the road about a week and a half ago, and I was sorting out what's happening in some farmland in Pennsylvania and speaking to some farmers and some of the plights that they are facing, etc. So I was in a remote area, and I was in this dingy truck stop. I won't name it, but it was a little bit of, you would call it a shady place. And I'm sitting there, and they have a scant Wi-Fi, but they did have some Wi-Fi. And I said, you know what? I don't even trust the coffee in this place, let alone the Wi-Fi. So let me dial up my IP Vanish account here on my good old cell phone. At least I know there's not prying eyes in the back in the back of the truck stop or anywhere else. And so we've used IP Vanish a number of times to bail us out of some sticky wickets, I guess you could call it, as we traveled across the United States and the pain caravan across the country. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/pain.
Well, after a second bout of isolation, the president left for his vacation house, and of course he ignored the questions from the assembled media. But before his latest break by the beach, the president made these puzzling comments.
You know, I know most families are focused on just putting three meals on the table, taking care of their kids and paying their bills. Helping you do that is my job. That's a president's job as well.
It's my job and it's the president's job as well. That's what he said. Who exactly does he think is president? And it wouldn't be a Biden press conference without the president mangling a few words.
Seven Nobel laureates in economics.
And it seems despite his time in isolation and the many months he's spent in the basement in the lead up to the 2020 election, the president still hasn't mastered Zoom calls.
You're on mute. I can't hear you.
We feel your presence, Mr. President.
And before we delve into lefties losing it, let's hear from former President Donald Trump, who has not lost his flair for comedy. Here he is with elite swimmer Riley Gaines.
I'll keep it short, and I'm just going to say, keep female sports female.
Just to show you how ridiculous it is, look at me. I'm much bigger and much stronger than her. There's no way she could beat me in swimming. Do we all agree?
You take the little baby that's laying in the cradle. He can't get that milk bottle fast enough. He go to kicking and crying and going on tearing up the little baby bed. He got the blues. Can you dig it? You take this girl that's got this mane squeezed. That's her boyfriend, that is, you know. And he just bought a brand new GTO. You know she wanna be with him every time he cranks it up and go around the corner to the soda fountain. This is why she wanna go and show it off where all the guys and gals be. You know what I mean? And she get ready to go out this particular night, and her mother said, "Daughter, you was just out last night. You can't go out tonight. That's too many nights in a row." She go in the room and fasten the door and won't answer the phone, won't eat, won't talk to nobody. She got the blues. That's what's wrong with her. Some people call them the reds, the pinks. When you get through, it's the old-fashioned country blues. That's right. Now, I ain't seen my main squeeze in 10 long weeks today. You know I got the blues. Can you dig it?
Yeah.
here. Yes, yes. Can you feel it? I can hear you. Can you feel it? Yes, yes. Sounds awful good. Keep it right there, children. Keep it right there. The blues. And when you're doing the blues, they're so strong, that's really their name. They call them blues power. Yeah. And would you believe I invented blues power? Can you dig the blues power? Let everybody say yeah. Say it again. Say yeah.